And I knew something needed to change. Well, lots of things needed to change, but physically I knew I needed to do better. But for years, I have just taken in way too much information. And so I didn't even really know what to get back to. It was like, okay, well, do I need to do a Whole30? Should I be keto? Should I be high carb, low fat vegan? You know, just so much information. And I just felt like I was reminded that Trim Healthy was balanced and I felt good on it, and it was easy to incorporate into the family.
Hey y'all, welcome to Chat with Coach Amy, where every conversation is a step towards a happier and healthier you. I'm your host, Coach Amy Gaskin, certified in life coaching, health coaching, and the Trim Healthy lifestyle. In each episode, we'll jump into real stories of transformation, health tips that actually work, and the little joys of life that keep us all going. Whether you're on your couch, on a run, or stuck in traffic, I'm here for you each week to bring a sprinkle of sunshine and a boost of energy to your day. It's time to get inspired, get moving, and time for me to get chatting. Let's jump into today's episode, y'all. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Chat with Coach Amy. Today we have one of my group clients, Tiffany. And girl, I just want to say, your review had me crying.
Oh no.
Your review of Buds, and I was talking to Darlene, and I'm like, this chick's gonna be on the podcast. And then you're like, where?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. At first I thought, no, I can't do that. But then I heard in another podcast you were talking to somebody and you said, you know, if I ask you, you have a story, and you were talking about how many no's you get. So I was like, okay, I'll pray about it. And then I went to a Bible study, and it was talking about how the Lord allows us to go through hard things sometimes to be an encouragement to other people. And
Yes, amen.
I'm like,
Yes,
okay,
amen.
Lord, I get it. I will do the podcast. So
And
here I am.
everybody has a story. I certainly can't have everybody on the podcast, but yes, I'm so glad you said yes. Thank you.
Yes. And my husband was so kind. He loaded up all the kids and they went away. So
Oh, well,
the
give
house
him a
is
big
quiet.
hug from me.
So they're getting ice cream. They're having a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, just start with a little bit about you and then we'll get into your journey, okay?
So my name is Tiffany. I am 39, turning 40 in a couple of months.
Woo, it's the best.
I
It's
know.
the
I'm
best.
no, I really am hoping. One of my goals was I'm going to be healthier at 40 than I've
Yes.
been the past
Yes.
decade. So
Amen.
that's what I'm shooting for.
Love it.
I live in Missouri. I have seven kids. So they range in age from 17 all the way down to my newest, that's 5 months old. And yeah, it's a busy house. I homeschool, so we're together all the time. And then I also help my husband part-time with his self he's self-employed. So I help him just with office work and things like that.
What does he do?
We own a used RV dealership. So
Cool.
we get the campers, we clean them up, he fixes them, we sell them. So it's kind of a whole family deal. The kids get to help clean and all that.
That is neat. How long has he been doing that?
Just a few years.
Okay. That's
So
pretty
yeah. Yep, it's fun. And it's a way, you know, where we can kind of work together and
Yeah,
yeah.
that's sweet.
So
Love
we work
that.
well that way. Some people don't work well that way.
No, they don't. You're right.
No, but we're
You're
doing
right. When
it.
Wes came home, he was just there all the time, and I just felt like I needed to be, do you need anything? Are you really like what, you know, whatever? And he's like, I'm fine. Go work, please. You're doing awesome. But now down here, it's a lot better for me. It was not a him problem, it was a me problem.
And I'm the same way. I feel like, you know, if he wasn't working and he was sitting in the house, my day was thrown off. So we had to talk about it. And I'm like, I just need you to go sit in your shop, even if you have nothing important to do, you know, go be on Facebook out there.
I love it. That's so funny. Well, that's awesome. And how long have y'all been married?
15 years.
Wow. I love
So,
that. That's awesome.
yeah.
So good. So
And we
good.
still
Well,
love
you
each
have got
other.
a house full, sis. A
Yeah.
house full. How many boys? How many girls?
Only two boys and five girls. So there is a lot happening with emotions and hormones.
Well, that's your story. So what better to teach them than their mama?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I love it. So what brought you to Trim Healthy?
Well, I've actually known about Trim Healthy Mama like since the beginning. I mean, the first.
I figured you was going to say that. I figured it.
The first gigantic book where, I mean, they didn't even have products. They were, you know, just given recommendations from different companies. And so way back when. And I actually did Trim Healthy Plan after my fourth daughter or my fourth child was born. And I did really well on it, but I was 30. So, you know, you just
it's
respond
different.
Well.
Yep.
And then life got hard and happened and several kids later and moving and everything just kind of, you know, went what seemed like the easier route. Right. And so I got to a point after this last, my last child, I knew I was the largest I'd ever been. I felt the worst I had ever felt. And I knew something needed to change. Well, lots of things needed to change, but physically I knew I needed to do better. But for years, I have just taken in way too much information. And so I didn't even really know what to get back to. It was like, okay, well, do I need to do a whole 30? Should I be keto? Should I be high carb, low fat vegan? You know, just so much information. And I just felt like I was reminded that Trim Healthy was balanced. And I felt good on it. And it was easy to incorporate into the family. You know, I could,
Amen.
Like you
That's
said,
good.
I could just make my dinner and we all eat it. And I just add in some extras for them.
Right.
So I joined the Facebook page and got quickly overwhelmed with a lot of recipes, which is great. I am so glad people are coming up with all the recipes. But I needed to just be reminded, look, meat, fat, carb, water, veggies.
Love it.
Like,
yes.
That's what
Basics.
I need. Yeah. So I found you actually through that page. Somebody asked, how do you get on plan and stay on plan? Somebody asked that question. I'm like, oh, I got to follow this one.
You know? This is a good one. Good
yeah. Friend. And so I was reading the comments and several people actually mentioned your Buds program.
Oh, did so, they?
Yeah. So I looked into it and I just told my husband, I said, I think I need this. Like, I need this. I am at a point. I cannot do anything by myself. I need help. And so I joined the Winter Buds program. And it truly has like just changed my life.
Well,
so
so sweet. I'm so glad.
Yeah. So and now and
that's
I was
what
so
keeps
sad.
Me going, just so you know.
Well, it
that's
was
what
so
keeps me
sad.
going, because oh boy.
I know you do so much. I don't even know how you do it, but
I don't either.
I guess God's given you the energy to keep
yes,
it up.
Yes, ma'am. It's the Lord. Yes, 100%. Yes.
And I was so sad when Buds was ending. You know, I was like, oh, I've enjoyed this. You know, you see your people. I mean, for me, it was my social media, because part of what I needed to do for my health was focus a lot on mental health. And I was walking through postpartum depression, which I'd never experienced before. It was
with all your pregnancies.
Yes, six children, never. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know. I just had never experienced it. And I just thought, well, that's other people go through that, not me, you know. But I was walking through it and it was rough. And I just kept thinking a little more time, a little more time. But I needed help, honestly, with several things. And one of the things I decided to do was to get off Facebook. It just, you know, my friends handle it great. They get on there and they keep up with each other. I was not handling it great. So I had to let it go. And so for me, then I kind of felt like, well, now I don't really know. I'm home all day. I don't know who to talk to. And so when I joined Buds, I was like, oh,
it's like
a safe social media where I can check in with people and we can support each other. And I don't get all the extra garbage. So Yeah. So,
Well, you are just fueling me up for the rest of the year, girl.
Oh, good.
Because things get really overwhelming sometimes for me. And, you know, you hear, this is everybody, but for my business, you hear negative and it outweighs the positive, you know, but I've had a lot of positives lately. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. I wanted to say, I was listening to one of your other podcasts and you asked the question. You said, you know, you've had some people leave Blooms because they didn't feel supported.
Right.
And I would just say, you know, 100%, you get what you put in, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like very active. I have to be. I know I have to be because I need the support and the encouragement. So
yes.
I'm there, you know, puffy hearting people and trying to
puffy
comment.
heart.
Yeah. And so, you know, trying to comment, looking at people's meals, posting my meals. Like, so I feel like you get what you put in.
Yeah.
So I don't listen to those people. Right.
How much time would you say you spend a day in Mighty Networks, which is the platform for those who don't know? That's the platform I do coaching.
Well, I just kind of periodically check in when I'm nursing my baby. So,
oh, okay. There you
yeah,
go.
So it works out good. So I'm
man,
nursing.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I do. Is this going to be your last baby? Am I getting in your business too much? Just
asking. That
them.
Is not, no. Okay. We were done like 3 babies ago. So yeah, I always feel like that. I feel like, you know, we're the 12 passenger van that rolls up and everybody's filing out. And I'm just like, oh my, oh, I don't even know what, but yeah, Lord willing, this will like, so
you're gonna message me in a couple months. Guess what?
No. So actually this last pregnancy, hopefully this isn't too much information.
It's whatever you want to share. This is your story.
I found out that I was pregnant a month before my husband's planned surgery. So, so that's how we are.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really think it was funny at the time, but
I bet not.
Obviously now, you know, we love her and she is the biggest lesson. She is a sweet, sweet
What's
baby.
Her name?
Her name is Nora.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So oh. Nora Elizabeth, we call her Nora Beth.
Oh, we have a Katie Beth. My
yeah.
girl, my youngest daughter, my little girl. She ain't little. She's same size as me. Katie Elizabeth. And we call her Katie Beth. Oh, I love that. So sweet. And she's 5 months. Oh, the best. My brother and his wife, they have the youngest baby in the clan now. And he's so sweet. He's a little bit older than her.
Yeah. You had a little guy with you on your live in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was his older brother.
Okay. And I thought, ooh, Coach Amy is doing it Tiffany style today. She's going to do all this with a baby in her arms.
I put him away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to, though, during COVID, during the shutdown and everything, I actually had those little boys who weren't here yet, of course. Their older sisters were at our house a lot helping my brother, you know, take care of them while he was working and everything was closed. But those girls were in a lot of my videos. Of course, I asked permission for anybody gets their panties in a bunch. But yeah, they were in a lot of my videos and they loved it. They're all big now, but you know, so sweet. Well, thank you for all those kind words. What would you say, besides the postpartum depression, because I do want to talk about that in a little bit, but what would you say, like, some practical things, that you have implemented that have made a big difference for you?
The being in the kitchen less by kind of doing your live in the kitchen style. So I know that if I just spend an hour in the kitchen, I can get a lot done.
Yep.
And then it's in the fridge and it's ready to go, you know. Mm-hmm. So that has been a huge help. And, you know, the kids will say, what's for lunch? Go find something. That's what I'll say.
Yep. There's leftovers. Do you have a leftover shelf? I've always aspired to have a shelf that just has the leftovers, but it never works out. But it's a great idea.
It is
and
a great
maybe
idea.
One day we can do it.
Yeah. No, they're just all mixed in there. But so keeping it simple. I do enjoy some of the recipes. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I pretty much only make what you make.
Oh, I love it. Well, yay. Thank you for using the menu. Thank you.
I watch what you do on Tuesday and I'm like, okay, that's good. That's good. I have that stuff. Let's do it. Because the right now I'm just in a season where the cookbooks overwhelm me. Yeah. You know, there's just a lot because my next, I have a 5 month old and then my next is two. And so she's not the easy one.
Gotcha.
She's been our most difficult. And so I'm just, yeah, I watch what you do and I say, that looks easy. I can do some crock pot stuff. If I have a few moments of quiet in an evening, I'll maybe make a batch of muffins or something to keep in the freezer for a snack. So I like that. The other thing, so like I said, I've done Trim Healthy, or I've known about it since the beginning, but the beginning didn't have a lot of number information. So they didn't talk about the grams of fat or the grams of carbs or, protein. So I was really missing that. So I used to, make some muffins and then think that's breakfast without realizing, no, that is not enough protein.
Mm-mm.
So your program really helped me understand, how to just fine tune it better, where to add in protein, how to see a meal as protein and then the fat or the carb.
Yes.
So that's been really helpful.
Yeah. I'm doing a kids course right now. And so yesterday when I did one of the teachings, I was talking about how I kind of paired the heroes and the Avengers, assemble the Avengers and all that stuff. And I talked about how our body is like that because it's made of a bunch of heroes, that don't have a lot of talents, but then our plate does too. And I did a webinar today on GLP-1. And I also talked about that there. Where when we're assembling our plate, we had to think of all the different superheroes that we bring in. So like the lean chicken is our protein hero. And then the sweet potato is our carb to give us energy and all the things. And our non-starchy is the fiber and the little bit of fat, a little tiny sidekick, And so I've had a couple of people message me that it was about GLP-1 and how you can do different things with that. But they were like, that was amazing. You're welcome.
Well, and sometimes we just need those mental images to stick in our head.
And the silliest ones are better. So good. So good. What about the accountability? Was that helpful?
Oh, definitely. I mentioned in my review, but I'll say it again, just taking pictures of my food and knowing that I was going to post it in the evening.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, yeah, that plate's looking a little bland. Add some color,
Pretty plate.
Yeah, my kids gave me a hard time about it, but I'm like, look, it works, guys. Like, I want my plate to be pretty.
Did they give you a hard time about taking the picture or dealing with your plate?
Oh, just taking pictures, because I took pictures everywhere. If we got caught out at fast food, I'd order, so I'd take a picture on my lap. And they're like, really? And we went to a church potluck, and I took a picture. They said, did you really just take a picture at church? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. And if somebody asks me, I'll tell them what I'm doing.
And nobody probably even noticed.
No, that's what I said.
Girl, I've taken pictures at wedding receptions, all everywhere.
Yeah.
People I don't even know. This weekend, I'm going on a trip, a girl's trip. These people don't know me, but I'm still going to take a picture and I'll still be on plan.
I love it. And I see why, I can see why you've been doing it for so long, just because it helps me remember with the timestamp when I last ate.
Man, for sure.
And like, there are days that are so busy. I'm like, I don't even remember if breakfast was an S or an E. Like, I can't even remember that many hours ago. And I'll look and be like, oh yeah, I had an S. Like, I'd like to try and find an E for lunch.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a helper for you. It's like your little food assistant.
Yeah. And I get inspiration from seeing what other people eat. I'll go, oh, that looks really good. And ask them about it. And they'll say, oh yeah, it's this cookbook, this page, or, something like that.
Have you made any close buddies with Buds and Blooms?
I wouldn't say that I have. I definitely have people that I, follow on there, although I haven't quite figured out what that, if it alerts me more to what they do.
Yeah, it does. If they comment.
Mm-hmm. But there's definitely people, I recognize their names and I love to see what they're doing and I'll respond, respond to them, you know. And I mean, I've only been doing it for like maybe 2 months, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I definitely look forward to seeing what people are doing. And I really like to try and make the lives if I can. And now that I know how to work my camera on this thing, I might be able to turn it on.
I'll be like, oh, there's Tiffany.
It's just fun. It's fun to see people, you know, you got your regulars that you see, and I look forward to it.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So going forward, like, do you see this, you know, with the kitchen, less kitchen time and less stress about what to make, does that kind of take a lot of the struggle out for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that just keeping it super simple, a meat in the crock pot that can go either way, especially one of our favorite recipes is that sweet lime taco Joe's.
Taco Joe's, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, that is great because I'll put it on a bag of 90 second rice, you know, and make it into a little burrito bowl for an E, or I'll throw it in like a salad with some cheese and guacamole and make it an S.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like
I'll come eat at your house anytime. I would take any of that anytime.
I feel like it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. And in the beginning, it was baby steps, like every day. I was kind of like, okay, I just want to get through this day, which is kind of where I was at anyways at that point in my life,
right.
day by day. Right. But it gave me something to like, okay, I think I can get through this day. I think I can do it. And then at the end of the day, you know, I was proud of myself. Like, I made it. I stayed on plan. I posted my picture, got a couple little likes on it, and moved on to the next day.
So awesome. I love that. So how do you feel like you managed and overcame your postpartum depression during that time?
Okay. So, first of all, I just want to say that anybody that is struggling with depression or postpartum depression, please get help. And don't think that it's something that's wrong with you, or that that it'll go away if you just give it some time. Because I just thought, especially as a Christian, sometimes I feel like we're afraid to admit when we are in a place like that.
Right.
You know, everything is just, my midwife had asked me, how are you doing? Oh, I'm okay.
Bye.
You know, I'm okay. Ladies at church, how's everything going? Oh, it's good. You know, I'm okay. But I wasn't. It was a really dark place. Just really a lot of crying, a lot of not getting out of bed. I never was to the point I couldn't care for my baby. You know, I've heard of ladies that bad.
Yes.
But I never got to that point, but I definitely was not running the house well. I mean, my kids would ask me sometimes, are you going to be okay? And I'm like,
oh,
yeah, I mean, it was rough. My husband would say, what can I do for you? And I'm like,
and you don't know.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. So the first step, I reached out to my midwife, and I said, I got to be honest with you. I'm struggling. And so I went in and talked to her, and we worked on some supplements. And I did ask her, I said, why do some women get this? Why is even a pregnancy different than other pregnancies? And she said, they really don't know.
Yeah.
You know? So, I went and talked to my midwife. I got onto some supplements, and then at that same time, I joined the Winter Buds because I knew that I wasn't giving my body what I needed to help it overcome, because I mean, like, we were living on chicken nuggets, mozzarella sticks, like freezer food that kids could take out and put in the oven, because I couldn't get in the kitchen. It was bad. So I knew I needed to put better things into my body to help it heal. So I joined Buds. And then also at that same time, you know, I kind of saw it as like a threefold thing, like my mind, my body, and my spirit.
Yeah.
So, for my mind, I got off social media. I just didn't feel like that was a good place for me to be at that point. And I may get back on eventually, you know, just keep up with friends and family. But I had to let that go. Physically, I started changing how I was feeling my body. And that was a tremendous help. And then also at that same time, my church happened to start a read through the New Testament in 60 days, which seemed overwhelming at first. Yep. I was like, that is a lot.
That's a lot. Okay.
But I found that I could just put it on audio. And while I was doing, you know, folding some laundry or doing this, I could just listen to a chapter here and there. And so I really feel like that was helping my spirit, because I was in a point where I couldn't even bring myself to like get into God's word. I honestly didn't even know how to pray at that point. It was so dark.
Yeah. Bless your heart. I've been there.
Yeah. It's tough. It felt like drowning. It was like, and every day just felt like I just have to stay above water today, you know? And so I think just all of those things coming together, within 2 weeks, I felt like a new person.
Wow.
And it's not antidepressants, it's natural supplements. Not that if somebody needs antidepressants, seek that out. But just some supplements and fueling my body and, you know, getting back into God's word. And like, I couldn't take it all in, but I would be doing dishes and hear, you know, but God or Jesus said, or just little bits like that. Yeah.
So good.
Just little bits like that were like, okay, God is faithful. That's all I need to get out of this today. All right. I don't need to remember
what he did for that crazy person.
Right.
Look what he did for me. You know, there's some crazy people in the Bible. Bless them. And he used them. He used them. Yeah.
And so, and since then, you know, my life, I have my energy back. I'm playing with the kids again. I'm helping my husband again. You know, I know it was tough on him, because I was kind of like,
he and Wes would probably get along great with their war stories of their wives.
Yeah. I'm sure. Like, I would just roll over and cry. I was like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
You know, but he loved me through it. God loved me through it. And here I am on the other side. And I'm so thankful. And now I do truly have this, it's just settled in me that to the best of my ability, I want to stay on plan, because I truly know that the other way is not beneficial for me.
Amen. You know? Amen. So
my mom came here and she brought all sorts of candy for the kids and wanted to order pizza and donuts. And I let her for the kids, because, you know, she doesn't get to see him much. So, but she asked, you know, she's like, aren't you going to eat that? And I said, Mom, that is not beneficial for me. And I got that from you.
I'm so proud.
That is not beneficial for me. Like, if you knew where I was coming from, I do not want to go back there.
Yes, that's right. What would you say to the mama that is in that really dark space, but doesn't feel like she has anyone to support her?
I would say sometimes it's a humbling experience to ask for help, to find somebody, you know, and there's somebody, you know,
there's somebody
in the healthcare community, or there's somebody that you're just even a Facebook friend with, you know, and I think ultimately we just have to kind of humble ourselves and say, this is where I'm at and I need some help. Would you be willing to just check in on me? Would you be willing to, you know, and just, I noticed there's been kind of a theme lately with some of the stuff you've been talking about and podcast guests and stuff, just advocating for yourself, knowing that you are important.
Yes.
Like, I felt guilty at first, kind of spending the money. I think moms do that, right?
Nope. Yes.
But I listened to some of your things and it was like, I am important. Like, I am so important to this house. I'm important to my husband. You know, I am important. And especially moms set the tone of the house a lot of times. Let me just tell you, our house was not a good place for a while. Yeah. And so I talked to my husband, Steve, about it. And he's like, whatever you need, you know, like whatever you need. And then after that, I said, Steve, I have to keep going. Like the 5 weeks is up. Like I have to keep going. And he said, yeah, like not even a thought, just whatever you need. And I heard somebody talking on the live Q&A the other day, and they were talking about a non-scale victory, being able to sit down and have a hard talk with their husband.
Yes.
And say, this is what I need, you know? And I think that we have to advocate for ourselves more, because I think that when we do, people do want to help, you know, they just don't always know how. So if you can say, I need this or I need that, you know, I think people generally do want to help.
I do. That was good. Good job. That was an on the spot question, everybody. And she did great.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's always somebody. Absolutely. I've been in counseling multiple times in my life. I still ask help for different things, you know. Hiring an assistant was huge for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can do all this.
Oh, yeah.
But I can do so much more because she's doing blah, 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 you know.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, and that's just with business. But, yeah, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah.
All right, girl. What else would you like to share with everybody?
Well, I guess that was the main thing I was hoping to get across, was just advocating for yourself and asking for help. I mean, we know our bodies better than anybody else does. And even with the plan, I would just say, like, I have some blood sugar issues with the last pregnancy, a little bit of prediabetes, you know? So there are things that are on plan that don't necessarily agree with me or agree with my body. And so just knowing your body, knowing, you know, that your journey isn't going to look just like everybody else's. It was like, I did lose some weight on the Buds program, which was great, but, I didn't want to make it about that because you know, for me, what was like, I got my life back, honestly.
So
that was amazing, but yeah, just encouraging people to, you know, invest in yourself and not feel guilty, because this is the life you have. And there are people that love you and you are important to them. And so, you know, don't be ashamed or feel guilty to take care of yourself.
That's right. Man, that's some good stuff right there, girl.
Right.
100%. 100%. And, you know, I know everybody can't do Buds. Many people think they don't need it. That's all fine and good. But taking care of yourself has nothing to do with hiring me as a coach.
Right.
You know, I want that so bad for women. I want it. I want them. And I've said this before. I want them to want it more than I want it for them.
Like, right. Yeah.
I want it so much for all of y'all, because I'm living on that side. You're living on that side. And we see how great it is. Darlene and I, we actually recorded a podcast this morning to go out later, because I'm having surgery coming up. And so, you know, I just wanted to talk about some things with her. And we talked about, you know, women taking care of themselves so they can take care of others. And I use the analogy of like when you're in an airplane and they're going through all the safety things and they're like, okay, moms and dads, you put your mask on first, then you can help your little one or whatever. And it's the same thing. We have to, as mamas, and you said it so great, but we have to take care of ourselves so that we can care for others. And that's like my life song, man, because I was like you. I was in a depressed state because of my health. I was so down and unhealthy and just in pain all the time and felt bad and had no energy. And I was like, I have got to do something, you know, and I'm so grateful for everything that I've accomplished, for the people in my life. You know, and then the people that continue to come into my life. I mean, I didn't know you in December. I had no idea who you were. You might have known who I was, but I didn't know who you were.
You know?
Now we're sitting here talking and I'm like, I could run up to Missouri and spend some time with this girl. You know, like it's amazing what a like-minded community of women can do. It's absolutely amazing. So come on in, peeps.
Yeah.
So good. All right, girl. Thank you so much for sharing. You did an awesome job. So
Oh, thank you.
you're
Yeah,
so
I'm glad.
welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. You want to tell them bye?
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.